Valdez residents are mourning the loss of an individual who not only helped put Valdez on the map as a top destination for backcountry skiers, but also continually gave to the community, making it a better place to live. 62-year-old Karen Stewart died Monday night while riding on an all-terrain vehicle trail just outside of downtown Valdez. KCHU's Marsha Lynn reports.
Stewart and her late husband, Ryan McCune, plus a core of other outdoor enthusiasts, founded the World Extreme Skiing Championships held in Valdez from 1991 to 2001. Dean Cummings, a world-class skier and racer, was lured to Valdez for the event. He now operates a heli-ski company, dropping thrill-seekers on the snow-laden peaks of Thompson Pass.
You know, it was a crazy idea. I mean, no skier in the world really thought that Alaska had great skiing. All they thought was Alaska Range, Denali, more the big extreme skiing type stuff. And otherwise, most mountains would just be windblown in the dark.
Cummings says it was their down-home approach to visiting skiers that got him hooked.
They were the ones that met you at the airport and wouldn't let you carry your bags and introduced you to everybody at every counter and took us to their home first. Here's where we live, and if you need anything at all, if you need to ride up to the pass, to go skiing, to go get warmed up, to start looking at the mountains, let us know if you need to borrow a car. And you came here, and it was friendlier and more adventurous than any other place I'd ever visited.
During its decade-long run, the Extreme Ski Championships attracted thousands of competitors, spectators, and filmmakers such as Warren Miller. Cummings says Stewart worked tirelessly to make them successful.
She was just the matriarch of it all. She just was the one that would drop everything and go pick somebody up at the airport or would work till 2 in the morning to make sure that they could get some press here, get a TV crew into town for the event, try to line people out in the community as far as volunteers go and getting food up on the mountain and safety equipment.
Alyeska Pipeline Company, where Stewart worked for many years in a variety of jobs, issued a statement saying her sunny, enthusiastic personality will be missed among co-workers and the entire community. In Valdez, I'm Marsha Lynn.